You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. I hope everyone had a great week, and I'm looking forward to today's show. For starters, our topic is the conversation we shouldn't join, meaning talking about others engaging in gossip and why that is wrong. I have a wonderful guest today, Lauren Gydeck, the Senior Director of External Affairs for Christian Healthcare Ministries. Of course, we'll talk about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was when our faith weakens, and how it's normal for us to have moments of doubts and uncertainty, but that when we do, rather than give in to them, we need to reach out to Jesus through prayer and let him help us get ourselves back on track. On today's show, our topic is the conversation we shouldn't join. What is it about gossip that perks us up? We are at an office function and we overhear Mary and Dennis talking about one of the co-worker's flaws. They are in no way being kind about the co-worker, but instead are putting them down and making fun of them. We could walk away or butt in and ask them not to disparage a co-worker, suggesting that no one is perfect, or we can continue to listen and, when the time is right, join the conversation and continue the criticism of the co-worker. The first choice, walk away, and even the second choice, ask them not to engage in this type of chatter about a co-worker, would be the right thing to do and certainly the Christian thing to do. But unfortunately, many of us will do the third option, join the conversation. Why? Well, the sad truth is, often gossiping about others makes us feel good, and that's sad. For some, putting down others makes us feel better about ourselves, thinking that, well, I don't do that, or I'm not like that, forgetting that we too have our own flaws. In the Bible it says, James chapter 1 verse 26, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves. This Bible verse makes it very clear how there is no room for gossip in the Christian world. And here is another reason why gossiping is not something we should engage in. One has to stop and wonder, when participating in gossip, especially if it's with the same group of people who are always talking negatively about others, what are these people saying about me when I'm not here? If we take a moment to think, we soon realize that most likely they're gossiping about us as well. So the simple solution is never take part in the conversation we shouldn't join, and instead stay free and clear of talking about others, putting people down, being judgmental and critical of those we know. As for those we don't know and only see from a distance or on occasion, the same holds true, for we have no right to speak ill of them. Understanding how there is no room for gossip in our faith is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we're talking about the conversation we shouldn't join. It's very easy to notice the mistakes that others make, their quirks and idiosyncrasies. In fact, we notice them long before we notice our own. So gossiping becomes easy, and when we have a group of participants, it becomes a free-for-all at someone else's expense. It's harmless, we often think. Who's going to know? We don't think about the person's feelings who we are gossiping about, and what might happen if they heard what was being said about them. And yet, if we heard people talking about us and what they were saying, that would really hurt. So isn't it better to just avoid gossiping altogether? Of course it is. But that requires strong discipline and truly following the laws and commands of our God. Because in the Christian world, gossip is not permitted. And if we really are Christians, then we must do our very best to avoid engaging in gossip whenever we are given the opportunity. The first song I'm going to play today is called I'm With You. When I wrote this song, I thought of how I feel when I'm engaged in prayer and I have Jesus in my heart. Please listen out to my song, I'm With You.
When I close my eyes and visualize such a lovely place, as I think of you and call your name, I am lifted by your grace. You're my loving God. You make me whole with peace and joy sets me low. And strength you give empowers me to live. I'm content and worry free. So plentiful and merciful, you're always by my side. So strongly I stand with my life in your hands. I know you'll take care of me.
Long as
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Today on Let Go and Let God, we're joined by Lauren Gydek, the Senior Director of External Affairs for Christian Healthcare Ministries, a biblically-based health cost-sharing ministry that has been serving Christians for over 40 years. Lauren, it's great to have you with us. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the show today.
It's a pleasure to have you on our program. Lauren, for those who may not be familiar with Christian Healthcare Ministries, can you share what CHM is and how it works?
Yeah, essentially, Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health cost sharing organization. And so even though technically we're not health insurance, we can work as an alternative to that. And members from all over the country, Christian believers, will join CHM, and then they will pool their resources together to share medical bills for each other. And we have hundreds of thousands of members, like I said, all over the country. And we're based on Acts and the book of Acts and Galatians 6:2, where we share each other's burdens.
That is a wonderful concept. But before we go further, can you tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to CHM?
Yes, I came to CHM in 2003 through a referral through my university, actually. And ever since that time, I have been working here in various capacities and just loving being able to serve our members and help them in their times of need.
That was beautifully said. Well, Lauren, CHM has helped so many people over the years. Can you share a story or success that really stands out to you?
Yeah, I think the ones that really stay with me the most are stories from children and teenagers.
Yes,
of course. And one that I recall from recently is a young lady from Indiana who is a softball player. And she felt like something was wrong and they couldn't figure out what it was. They took her to 12 different doctors and eventually figured out she needed surgery for her hip. And CHM was able to come alongside her and share a very expensive procedure, but at the same time, she had it at a place where they offered her a very good price. And we were even able to help with some of her travel expenses, which was so exciting.
Oh, that's nice. That's a wonderful story, and thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Well, Lauren, how can we find more information about CHM?
Well, you'll want to go to our website, chministries.org, or you can give us a call at 1-833-JOIN-CHM.
Once again, that was chministries.org, and you've been listening to Lauren Gydek, the Senior Director of External Affairs for Christian Healthcare Ministries. And I want to thank you, Lauren, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Our topic today is the conversation we shouldn't join. Putting down others and engaging in gossip often becomes habitual. And because we enjoy it, we find ourselves doing it often. We're out with friends, and soon we are ripping a person apart, making fun of their many faults, or worse yet, there is a person in our group, and we are all making fun of them, embarrassing them, and no doubt hurting their feelings. We all think it's funny. Why? Because we are not the victim. But it's wrong and we should not be participating. In this case, we need to immediately apologize to the person we are making fun of and promise to never do it again. Then we need to engage in prayer and ask Jesus to forgive us. If we find ourselves participating in gossip and putting down others, we need to not only stop, but pray to Jesus and ask for his help and strength to avoid the devil's temptation and help us not engage in these practices. When we pray to Jesus, let him know that we are aware of our weakness and that we are easily coerced into gossip and making fun of others' people's faults. Remember what it says in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up." This Bible verse is so important because as Christians, we are obligated to put the needs of others before our own, making their lives better than ours. With that principle, where does gossip fit in? The answer is it doesn't. Jesus knows as humans, we all have many faults. And when we find gossiping is one of ours, then we must pray to Jesus and ask his help for us to resist, walk away, and never participate in this horrible and hurtful act. Prayer is our opportunity to rid ourselves of this fault as well as any other fault we wish to correct. Pray to Jesus and let him know how much we love him and always make him aware of how grateful we are for all we have. Then pray for others and their needs. And when we pray for ourselves, be sincere and share with him our most intimate thoughts. If we have engaged in gossip or deliberately made fun of someone, hurting their feelings, let Jesus know how sorry we are and ask for his forgiveness. If we can make amends with the person, we should, and we can ask Jesus to help us say the right words when we apologize. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once every day and pray for guidance, help, and the strength to resist the devil's temptation. Learning how to use prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is an upbeat worship song called Be a Believer. As Christians, we all believe in Jesus. We love him, trust him, and adore him, so why not sing about it? Please listen out to my song, Be a Believer.
Love and feel his kindness and the touch.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, the conversation we shouldn't join, tells us that there is never any benefit to engage in gossip or put others down. Unfortunately, participating in gossip is easy to do, and once we do, it's almost always something that becomes more and more frequent. But if we truly see this fault and we realize we need to change, all we have to do is reach out to Jesus through prayer and ask him to open our eyes to see how harmful and hurtful gossiping is and to give us the ability to resist this horrible act. The more we are engaging in gossip, the harder it will be to change our behavior. But with Jesus' help, everything is possible. So pray until we find ourselves resisting and walking away. And if others continue to gossip, we can try to let them see the light. But if we are unsuccessful, then let them be. For none of us is the judge, but only our Lord, who we will all face on Judgment Day. Rather than being critical of others and their faults, start by looking for something positive we like about them and focus on that. So the next time we hear someone gossiping, putting someone down, or making fun of someone for their faults, just ask Jesus to come into our heart and help us walk away. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today has a nice message. The song is called Giving is Much Better Than to Receive, which talks about why, as Christians, we should give without ever expecting anything in return. Please listen now to my song, Giving is Much Better Than to Receive.
Many in this world have so much they could share. Some just don't see the need, others just don't care. But when we learn to give, we find the meaning of love. For every good gift comes from God above. God taught us all to love and to give. Open your heart, it's how we should live. Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, but we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better than to receive. Ooh. Look at what you have, what can you do without? See someone in need and give without doubt. More than doing good, it's an act of God. Don't ask if you should, it's how you do your part. Those who give are happier in life. Open your eyes and take. Time to put on air. tell others all you did. God knows, and that's what counts, but vanity forbids. Giving is the feeling that it comes from your heart. The Lord says to a give whom we shall not want. Giving up so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better.
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Kindness is More Than Just a Word. We are given a choice each day, to lead with kindness or to hold it back. When we choose kindness first, hearts begin to soften and walls come down. This is how the Lord calls us to live, to reflect His love in our words and actions. Let us begin with kindness each and every time, and may God help us show the world that kindness is more than just a word. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Lauren Gydeck. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you were hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go.